You live and train outside of Atlanta?
Yes, I'm in Marietta, just a little suburb.
Are you guys having the horrible weather down there that we're having up here?
Where are you?
I'm in New York.
Okay, so you're having the heat wave.
Yeah, the never-ending heat wave, as we call it.
Yes, that's where we are right now, too. I train very early in the morning, and I typically have a little bit of crisp weather here, you know, and it's been pretty sweltering hot, so, and I don't see really any relief in sight.
Yeah.
which makes for a little bit more difficult conditions, but I'll tell you what, I'll take this any day over what I ran in this winter. It was a really tough winter. I had a lot of cold.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah, we had a terrible winter as well. This year has been really very difficult so far. But you grew up in Texas, so you must be somewhat acclimated to the heat.
Yeah, I am. But this is a little bit different. Just that humidity gets you, and pretty draining. So, I mean, it's okay as long as I go first thing. The afternoon runs are a little tough, but I'm thankfully not in the thick of those at this particular moment. But you know, you just adjust accordingly. Consume more water, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, and slow down.
That's true.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about your background. I know you mentioned that you ran the mile and the 2 mile in high school, and then you said you kind of got burned out after that when you got to the collegiate level. Can you talk a little
bit
about that?
I was training pretty intensely, and basically track and cross country were my life at that point, all through high school, you know, from 9th through 12th. And by the time I got to, I went to Abilene Christian in Abilene, Texas. And by the time I got there, I was kind of thinking I would be running. I had a few scholarship offers from various schools, and I ended up going to ACU, not on scholarship, but thought I'd probably run. And I just realized, number one, how nice it was to have a little bit of freedom, you know, because I was so regimented during high school and practiced and ran all the time. And I was just burnt out, so I continued to run. I mean, I've always run since I was 13. I've really never taken a break except for pregnancies. And I did not compete at that point. I would run a couple of little races here and there, kind of just fun things, but nothing, you know, competitive.
Mm-hmm. So there was a pretty big. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's a huge long stretch of me not really, other than just going to a little, you know, 10K here or there, that. I would just get up and do my own little morning runs, but nothing competitive really until just till recently again.
And what got you competing again? I mean, your record starts at least on Athlinks at 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Some 10Ks. What happened that year?
I had 4 children in 5.5 years, and so I just started getting back into it and thinking. Just really enjoying it again, and also using it, to be honest with you, for sanity purposes, because I, you know, it was like kind of my only moment away. And to be real honest with you, I have just kind of some natural God-given talent here, and I've always enjoyed running, but I just decided to crank it up again, and thankfully I'm able to do that when I want to. And so it's kind of been a series, you know, of a series of events and just kind of a natural progression. I started racing or just doing, you know, a few little runs again, little half marathons and stuff. And then I decided that I'd like to compete, that I really should be running a lot faster. And I started, you know, cranking up the training just on my own at first. And I, you know, every race I'd get a little bit faster, and I started moving up to the front line there and taking off with the front runners and just having a nice little long stretch of first, second, third places, finishes and you know how it is. You just kind of get more into it than I thought. I need to get a coach and get just a little bit more direction here. And so I went with Greg McMillan.
Oh, right.
And so now he is currently coaching me and sending me my workouts and that kind of thing. So it's just been this progression. And from the half marathons, I did a whole long stretch of those And then I just said, you know, I'm gonna go do the marathon. And that's when I went out to California International out in Sacramento. And I went out there just trying to do a sub three. And I was with the three hour pace group, and I finally realized that I needed to go a little bit quicker, and took off, and I ran a 2:51 out there, and then contacted, decided I wanted to go to Boston, and they said, you know, we'd like you to be with the elite group, and so I got to run that and did 2:49 out in Boston, and then went to the championship last year, and I said, it's a qualifier, and I'd really like to qualify.
Right.
And thankfully, it was one of those perfect days. I mean, everything fell into place beautifully. I felt great. I was, you know, very well trained, and everything was kind of fine-tuned. And I typically go to these races by myself just because it's so many people to drag out there with my whole gang. And I really did not want to come home without qualifying. So it was one of those kind of mindset things that I knew I had all of this year to do it, but I really wanted to do it on that particular day at the championships.
And you had an amazing time, too. I mean, the differential just in six months between Boston.
Yeah.
And I mean, did you know that day that you were really on and having a good day?
I felt it, and I certainly knew it when I crossed the half at 1:18. It was really just a day where it was perfect temp for me. It was, I caught a groove. I ran with a gal named Wendy Ray, and the two of us were together for the majority of the race, and everything just clicked. I mean, I don't know, I'm assuming that you're a runner.
Yes.
Maybe that's not a perfect assumption, but, you know, it's just like anything else. There are days when everything comes together, and it was just a day where I caught a groove and felt great. It was perfect. And really, I kind of thought, you know, 2:45, as long as I'm, you know, obviously under the 2:46 mark, but 2:45 would be great. And it just, everything was right. And, when I came around the corner, it was 2:40. I was obviously pretty pumped about it. Felt thrilled with the result, but yeah, it was just I trained perfectly for it. And, all this being said, it takes a lot of hard work, as you know, as anyone knows, it takes a lot of hours on the road. And, but that was definitely just a day where everything came together beautifully. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very pleased, needless to say.
Well, given how well that went, do you have any, temptation to try for an A standard? You're only three
Absolutely.
Minutes away.
Yeah, absolutely. I will go back up. I'm going up in October back up to Minneapolis to Masters Championship. And I would love to qualify and get that A standard.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my next goal.
Are you are you planning to run with anyone in that race, or you're just gonna go it alone and see if you run
know,
with someone again?
The field is. Yeah, I don't know who the field is even at this point. That it last time I checked, it hadn't even been published. I don't know how many masters or who's going to be up there. I'm not sure if, you know, there's a couple of them obviously that stand out, Colleen DeRourke I really haven't followed the field. I'm kind of I really run for the thrill of it and for the enjoyment, and I'm not one that really follows everybody else's careers and what they're doing. I kind of just go out and do my own thing. I always train on my own. And so I'll just get up there and maybe catch a groove with somebody like I did. You know, Wendy and I obviously didn't even know each other, and we just lined up at the start line together, and there was a large pack of us for about the first half of the marathon up in Minneapolis in October. And then she and I just kind of went off together. But, it's just one of those situations where if you find a groove with somebody and you can take off with them and you're, you know, running stride for stride, it's great. But a lot of these marathons, I end up kind of on my own for a long, long period, like Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ran out in San Diego last, when was that? That was June last month.
Right. Oh yeah. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that race for you?
That race was a little tough. I'd previously gone to Nashville, which was going to be my, I was doing Nashville and Minneapolis this year. Those are my two races. And I went out to Nashville and just for a bizarre set of circumstances, that was April, end of April. And just a bizarre set of circumstance, kind of, I got misguided. I was in third place there, running with a Russian gal, and we were running together, and I ended up getting, I don't know how it all happened, actually, but we got misguided and ended up with the half marathoners.
Oh, yeah, because I wondered about that time. It was a strange time.
It was bizarre.
So you got lost.
Yeah, you know, you saw my time there. I hit the half at 1:20, and then it says that I completed everything at 2:10 or 12 or something.
Yeah, I figured you were probably pacing the slow runner.
Yeah, we got lost. The person that was supposed to turn us wasn't there, and it was just a fiasco. Anyway, that being said, my choices, and Greg and I discussed whether or not I end on that note, because I ended up running about 21 hard miles that day by the time we crossed that finish line, the half marathon finish line. And so it was, do I revamp here and take absolutely no time off and revamp back up to 85, 90 miles a week and go to San Diego, or do I just let this lie? And mentally, I didn't want to let it lie. So I turned back around and got ready, which was supposed to be my downtime, and got prepared to go out there. So it was a tough race for me. Mm-hmm. I was pretty fatigued, you know, going into it. I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I completed it, but it was kind of a tough run for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's, I would never recommend anyone to go and race almost two marathons within this period. It's pretty tough on the body. So, but anyway, it was an okay run. It was an okay run.
Yeah. And how long have you been working with Greg?
We have been together since, I guess it's coming up on 2 years. Is that right? I guess right after Boston. So a year and a half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know exactly, to be honest. I guess it's been about a year and a half. So he sends me my schedule every day, and gives me my workouts daily, and then it's just a matter of me getting up and doing them.
Mm-hmm. So, and are you sharing any kind of data with him in terms of paces or heart rates, or is it purely just sort of, you know, more casual communication about how you're doing?
Yeah, it's definitely more casual. He will ask me, you know, I obviously give him some feedback, and he'll ask if, you know, I feel like I need more in one area, or you know, how things are going. But it's very casual. It's more of just him kind of giving me some guidance on ways to be stronger and just to be prepared for these races.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go do them. Usually me and the possum's out at 4 o'clock in the morning. You rodents and myself are about the only people out.
Yeah, well, like I said, I hope you're a morning person getting up and
I
training
am.
At that
I
hour.
I have become one. I have become one, certainly.
You must be tired later in the day. I'm just looking at the training schedule that you sent me. I mean, some of these days are not only fairly high mileage days, but they're high intensity in the middle of them. Do you need to do anything later in the day, like take naps to help recover from it?
I'm sure it would benefit me, but it's not an option. I crashed pretty hard when I finally lay down. Thankfully, I'm high energy, and somehow I've adapted to the schedule. And I'm not going to say that there's not a little, you know, when I have a 20 mile day or even more, there's certainly some time when I would probably love to rest. But my oldest child is just turned 11 2 days ago, and my youngest is 5, and so about the time when a nap would be really appealing is when the chaos of homework and everything ensues, and it's just not an option. And so we go from there to all activities to as fast as we can, you know, the dinner hour and bath and all that kind of craziness, and then the day ends, and then I crash after I get my little job done. But thankfully, at this point, I don't need a lot of sleep. Every once in a while it catches up with me and I will get a good solid night, but I don't need a lot, and I absolutely look forward to my runs. I wake up several times during the night, and I lay out all of my stuff, obviously, before I even take off in the, you know, before I go to bed, and it's all laying there. I put my stuff on. I majority of the time walk out kind of half asleep, and I think most people probably wake up with a cup of coffee, and I wake up, you know, this first mile, that first mile or two, and that's just been my routine for so long that I really don't know any different.
Yeah.
So it just works, you know, it just works at this point for whatever crazy reason.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that you have kids that young and you're able to keep up this kind of schedule, especially on your double days. How do you fit in the later in the day workout?
A series of ways. There are many, many days I end up on the treadmill, that second one, despite the fact that I would rather not, but just because they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
There are some times when, you know, a neighbor will say, you know, hey, go on, go, you know, I know you have another run, go on out and do that. I only really do the two-a-days, you know, for about an 8 or 10 week period before I run a marathon.
Okay.
So it's not a long period of time, and you know, 5 or 6 miles I can knock out pretty quickly. So if I'm fortunate and lucky, and a neighbor happens to volunteer to take them, then I get to go outside. But a lot of times it's on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm. And this is sort of another somewhat related question. Are you doing any sort of cross training or any other kind of concessions to age, something to get the work in, but maybe not so much time on your legs? Or it sounds like you can handle the high mileage, so it doesn't really sound like you need to do that.
Yeah, I probably should be, but I'm just a runner. You know, people have asked me about the triathlons and that kind of thing. I don't do much else. You know, I do a lot of weights and push-ups and sit-ups and that kind of stuff, but I don't do any swimming or biking or anything like that, other than just jumping in my pool in my backyard and, you know, recreationally maybe swimming some laps just because it's fun. But no, I don't do a lot of cross training. I just hit the roads, and run. That's kind of what I'm built for, I think. And it's all I really know.
Yeah.
Me and running. But yeah, we'll see how long that can go. For the first time, I have to admit, after those back-to-back marathons, it's the first time I've had a little bit of a longer recovery period than I typically am used to. And so hopefully I'll continue on for a few more years. But, you know, recovery is definitely part of the equation that I'm needing a little bit more of. And I'm sure I'll continue to need some more of as you know, as I get older and start to feel things a little bit more,
Do you have, I know your next race is in October. Do you have any other races planned between now and the trials, full marathons, or are you going to play it by ear?
We are. I think at this point I'm going to go up and hopefully have a great race up in Minneapolis. And then I may next year. At this point, I was thinking I really enjoy half marathons, number one, because it's, you know, the training obviously is a little less, and number two, the recovery. I can run a half marathon and be back at home that afternoon and taking care of everything I need to instead of needing those next couple of days just to recoup. And and I may go back to running a few of those. I'd like to race a few of those again and get my time down even a little bit more. And so I'm thinking I'll probably do a few of those next year, though I haven't even planned. I may squeeze in one marathon, but the marathons that I want to do are probably too close to the trials, because I'd love to go up and run Chicago at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll play that by ear and see what ends up happening. I keep on saying to myself that next year is going to be kind of a down year and just enjoy some fun 10Ks and halves. I'm not much of a 5K gal because they're a little bit too fast for me. I'm not fast. I can just kind of go the distance. But that being said, I, as much as I'm resisting running a marathon, my guess is I'll be signed up for one and be there because I just, it's a slight addiction.
Yes, you talk about it as though it's something that's not really under your control, which I certainly understand.
Well, you're right. At this point, sometimes I feel like that. I just, you get kind of swept up in it, you know, and then it's that whole, maybe I could just get my time down a little bit more, or and a lot of it's just the love of it. I love the training. I love getting up to the starting line. Of course, I love crossing the finish line. And so the whole process to me is just nothing but enjoyable. Obviously, you know, people talk to me on a daily basis. I live in this little bubble here in Atlanta. And you know, so I'm kind of just known as the runner, the person that's out all the time. And people are just amazed and probably questioning my sanity often. about, you know, four kids and why, you know, what's going on and all this racing and stuff. And obviously it's the sheer love of it. You don't do things, you know, especially that take as much time as this, if you don't thoroughly enjoy every bit of it.
Right.
And so that's my story. That's kind of what it is for me. It's just it's something that I thoroughly enjoy and I look forward to each and every day.
Yeah. No, I'm just going back to the half marathons. I'd be really curious to see what you could do if you just trained toward that. I mean, given the fact that you hit, you know, the half in 1:18,
yeah,
I'm sure you got a lot of downward movement.
I would really like to. I'd really like to see what's there too. It's just such a fun race as half. You can really give it all you got.
Yeah, well, I love watching the progression you made. The downward progression. It's so steady. You know, your time's coming down with it, almost every race that came down.
Yeah, that was, that's part of this whole deal for me. It's just that next, I know I can go a little faster. And when I say faster, you know, I mean that because I truly am not, you know, a very fast person. I can run a 5K the same time as I can run a, you know, my 5K split's going to be the same in a marathon as it is if I just go out and run a 5K. Mm-hmm. I just don't have a lot of speed. But yeah, I would really like to get that half marathon time down just a little bit more. I mean, obviously that will do nothing but benefit my marathon time too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's definitely, something I'll focus on next year.
Do you have a particular goal for the trials race itself?
Gosh, just being there is something that I just wanted to get there. I don't even really know what to expect. You know, when I look at that list, there's so many gals that are, you know, significantly younger than myself. Though I really don't believe in this whole age thing in the running world. I do think that you know, you can go out there and compete with some younger gals and do really well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of gals that are running some incredibly strong times. So I would love for that to be the pinnacle. I'd love for it to be the, you know, whether I go up and do really well in Minneapolis. I hate to compare it because I feel like maybe between now and then I'll even run a faster than 2:40. You know, I'd like to do a sub 2:40 before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love for that just to be the race of a lifetime. And what that number is, I don't know. Though, I'm going to give it all I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be fine tuned and train, you know, to a point where I know that, I couldn't have done anything else.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done any better. So that's the goal there.
Yeah. And not to get too far ahead of things, but I mean, you're only 39. Do you see yourself trying to qualify again for 2016? Is this something you want to pursue, you know, five or six years from now?
I'm 40. I am 40, so I will be 42 then, I'm thinking now, right? I turned 40 in October, so I'm 41. No, I will be 40. I'll be 41 because I won't have had my birthday yet. Is that right?
Let's see. If it's October.
Why is it confusing for me?
October. Well, what year were you born in?
I was born in 69.
69, October 69.
So I will still be 41.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll be 45 at the next trials race.
Yeah. Gosh, you know, if it continues, I certainly would support it. I'm kind of taking it one race at a time at this point. And obviously the key to this whole deal is staying healthy. But actually, I would go for it. Now, if I can stay strong and healthy, then I would do it in an army. And it actually becomes more fun as I age. I appreciate it more, and I relish it, and that kind of thing. So I can say that after sure be there, but it would be something that I shoot for.
Right. Well, I have one closing question, which is, do you have any advice for other master's women who might be shooting for this goal?
I would say it's certainly within anyone's reach if the smile then and they have the desire, I would say just hide and not necessarily think about that part of it. It's not easy, but time spent on the road and getting involved in and that mental toughness, together, and no matter what your age is, if you want it bad enough, you can do it.
Yeah.
I would encourage anyone to go for it.